The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day.
Time to talk travel. Good morning, Rose Gray.
Good morning. How was your Christmas?
It was wonderful. All six of them.
Good. Yeah. So I was just the opposite. I had a couple cancel because of illnesses and some family members. Yeah, something is going around. Yeah. So that was kind of interesting. Went to the Bucks game with the whole family on Thursday night, which was really fun. But yeah, pretty mellow Christmas. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, David was in Mexico.
Yeah.
You were and I was running all over north or southeastern Wisconsin. So
well, yeah, and congratulations on the new grandbaby.
Yes,
I
exciting.
I can tell you this, and you already know because you have Audrey, but Christmas and holidays with grandkids is the best.
She was great. She had so much fun, and she was so good about handing out presents to people and not needing her own, and it was a good time.
Beautiful. Good time. So we got a little bit going on today. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
We never have anything going on this show.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm going to put out a challenge to the listeners because you did it on David's show, the Fix-It show, and said, hey, we're just sitting here doing nothing. You want to talk?
And it worked.
So you want to talk travel? I got no guests either today. So how about that? But what we do have is this. Two things happening. First of all, we want to highlight the Highland Odyssey Scotland trip with Gene Miller, which is happening June 14th to the 24th. So yes, you can find that information on our website very easily by going to foxworldtravel.com, going to the vacation tab, then group travel, and then Fox Group Vacations. And you will find many, many options there, but one of which we're featuring today, which is Gene Miller's trip. We have about maybe a quarter of the space left on the trip. So we have some space. We're featuring this one, but we're reminding the listeners that the discounts on the majority of these group trips go away on the 31st of December.
Okay.
That's Tuesday.
Right.
So we are open Monday and Tuesday. 866-GO-FOX-GO. There are discounts to be had up to $300 per person, and then some bonus discounts for people who happen to have traveled with, let's say, that cruise line or tour operator before. So we want to remind everybody about that. So how do you get the information easily? Just text FWT, that's Fox World Travel, to 855-616-1620, and the link will be sent right to you. And actually, you can go ahead and start processing it right then and there, or you can wait till Monday when our offices are open.
Okay.
So
that's the first thing. Need to let everybody know.
The next thing we're going to tell everybody that I'm going to give everybody a signal soon about an opportunity to get tickets to the Wonderful World of Weddings.
Okay.
We're going to give three pair of tickets away. If you buy them at the door, they're $20. All right. The Wonderful World of Weddings is happening next weekend at State Fair. State Fair exhibition area. I have now learned that not only will I be there all day Saturday or from the moment I get off of the show and make a beeline to that area, I will also be presenting a honeymoon seminar in person that is happening at 11:30 a.m. So you may, if you're interested, want to gauge your time around visiting then. I will be at our booth, which is a giant, big, beautiful booth in the middle of this entire exhibition hall from 11 to 4. So
okay.
If you want to meet me and talk travel with me, I will be there from 11 to 4. I will be doing my presentation at 11:30 a.m. It's about a 30-minute, maybe 20-minute and 10 minutes for questions.
Okay. And great place to go look for honeymoon options is this
That's what we're talking about in that particular presentation. Now, it's likely we're going to hear from some people that got engaged over Christmas. Very common for people to get engaged over Christmas. So if you've not even begun thinking about this wedding, you just got the news that you will be getting married, this is a perfect venue. This is a perfect event for you to go to. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of people who provide wedding services, including DJs and tuxedos and dresses and floral and catering and on and on and on it goes. But we're there because we want to not only talk to you about honeymoon opportunities, but we will have a member of our destination weddings team there as well. So we know that many of you who are going to be attending this have many of your details finalized already, and you are not looking for a destination wedding. You're looking for a traditional type wedding. But some of you who maybe just got engaged over Christmas are thinking, aha, destination wedding might be something I could consider. We've got people there for you to talk to.
This is next weekend at the Wisconsin Expo Center.
It is.
Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center. All right. So we will be giving away some of those tickets throughout the show. Right now, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we want to talk travel. 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. It's
a nice day. Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ. A
little White Wedding by Billy Idol, getting us ready for a big giveaway. So this is like a $30 plus value.
Yeah.
I looked on the website. It says $14 in advance, $16 at the door.
Oh, it's $16. I thought it was
$20. So we're looking at a $32 value right now. And how you want to do this?
So what we'll do is we'll give out the number again, and then we'll say the blank caller, and then Isaac takes your information. He emails it to our marketing team, and they mail you out the tickets. And they'll do that right away on Monday, so you have them on the weekend.
The 2025 Wedding Show. Wonderful World of Weddings going on at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds next Saturday and Sunday. Caller number?
Six.
Six at 855-616-1620 will win a pair of those tickets. Caller number six at 855-616-1620. So we'll see who we get for that. Let's go through some texts at that same number.
Yeah.
We're going to Azul Beach Resort and a Grill by Charisma in March through Fox World. Is this a good resort?
It is a great resort. Anything
I've been to
this
resort.
Oh, tell us.
Yes,
tell
we
us.
Did go to this resort. The food was amazing. The beach was phenomenal. It was, the service was impeccable. Yeah, great resort.
And here's the beautiful thing about this. We do have some issues when we send people to Cancun. There is sargassum, the seaweedy type thing that you've experienced, I've experienced. Every resort I've ever been to has done a valiant job in trying to clean that up. They've got little tractors that they go around and they clean it all up. However, sometimes they don't do a good job of it, or they can't get ahead of it.
And sometimes just so much of it comes.
And sometimes
in.
And then they pile it up and it begins to smell bad.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you that simply because this beach, this 7 mile beach that you are on in Negril is outstanding. It is walkable. It is fine powder. It's great. Dayton also said something that I would echo strongly. The food at this resort is going to knock your socks off. They're part of the gourmet inclusive family of Charisma, and they are known for their food. There are 9 restaurants at this property.
And lots of fun activities throughout there, because there's different pools, and they have volleyball. They had everything. There was just so much to do. They had a bubble area for the kids. So it's a fun resort, great food. One thing I will say is my wife said she had probably the best massage she's ever had in her life at that resort.
Boy.
So I don't remember the guy's name, but if you're one that likes massages, this guy here has magic hands, she says. So.
Fantastic.
I don't know what it says about me, but this guy's good at giving massages.
Yeah. Yes, you've done well, and hopefully you worked through an advisor that helped you to narrow down your options and that kind of a thing. So once again, we're reminding everybody that if you're interested in more information about Gene Miller's Highland Odyssey, we're promoting this specifically today along with our Fox Group Vacations, because the discounts will be ending likely on the 31st of December, and we absolutely positively want you to take advantage of that. Gene Miller's trip is quite full. There's about, I would say, about 12 seats left on it. So June 14th to the 24th, love to have you in Highland Odyssey, Scotland with Gene Miller.
FWT to 855-616-1620 to get that link. Liz from Union Grove, congratulations.
Yay!
You're going to the Wonderful World of Weddings next week. We do have more of those to give away throughout the show. We are going to take a break. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Fox World Travel sponsoring Wonderful World of Weddings next weekend, the 4th and 5th at Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center. More tickets to give away for that coming up in the show. We'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. And we'll answer your texts as they come in. If we're ready to go, you ready for some Rose?
Yeah, you can start at the top. The Barcelona question is perfect.
All right, well, let's do that. My family will be traveling to Barcelona at the end of March to go skiing in the Pyrenees Mountains. We will be in Barcelona the first day and last day. Any suggestions on what to see and do?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I was just reading the year in review. And we'll probably be talking about that in the upcoming show or two, about what was going on in 24. And one of the issues we're having or we're seeing is what they're calling over tourism. And you may have seen on the news where people were blasting tourists with water guns while they were on Las Ramblas. Now, Las Ramblas is this big, long boulevard that goes through Barcelona.
Okay.
That is a beautiful, beautiful area to sit outside and have a sangria and some tapas and really enjoy life. But so many cruise ships use this as a port. And so many people are now Airbnb-ing it that they're going to have some restrictions on short-term leases in the future in this city. But because you're going in what is very, very, very off-season, I feel like you're going to be just fine. You're not going to get any of that kind of ramifications from you having to be in that area. And, of course, Gaudi's familiar structure that everybody sees all the time, which is the Basilica de la Sagrada Familia. I've seen it a couple of times. I've never seen it without scaffolding.
Oh.
It's a work in progress at all times, but that is an amazing place to go. And then La Rambla is that street that you go down, and everything you could possibly want to buy and eat is located on in that particular area. It's just great. The Gothic Quarter is a place that a lot of people go. And then I also tell you, if you're thinking about it and you want to do a half-day sightseeing tour, Viator offers some really good options for those kinds of things where you actually get a guide and take a half-day city tour.
All right. The Sighting Unlimited talk and text line, 855 616-1620. Doing a Seine River cruise in September, been watching airfares. How long do you wait to book? They've started to come down.
They're coming down a little bit. And because of the time that they're traveling, September is still considered end of high season, maybe beginning of shoulder season. But when you've got a reason to travel, I always tell people, if you've got all kinds of flexibility, you can wait and wait and wait. But if you've got an event or a tour or a cruise, you don't really have the luxury of waiting around and seeing and playing around with your dates. So I would watch it for a little bit longer, and then I would lock it in because I get very nervous about not having my airfare booked in time. Sometimes it comes back to bite you, but you know you have to go. You've got that river cruise already booked. So watch it for a little bit longer and then probably lock it in. There are a couple of third-party websites that will watch a fare for you. What I suggest doing when you find them on the likes of Kayak or Hopper or any of those others, go directly to the airline's website and see if you can match that fare on their website. I feel so much better when I booked my airline ticket directly with the airline or with a professional travel agent.
Okay. In a similar thing, we're going to Vegas in March, and I'm looking at the Eagles playing at the Sphere.
Oh, wow.
So I've been watching the tickets because they move around in price, too. And I watched a little too long, so the ones I had my eyes on are gone now. So now I'm moving to a different section. Like you said, if you know you're going and that's the date you have to get, don't wait too long. Just get, if it's something you want to do, make sure you're getting your ticket and not left out in the cold.
Precisely.
Of Wisconsin.
Exactly.
The cold of Wisconsin. All right.
Eagles in Vegas. How cool is that?
Speaking of cold, it says we heard Southwest Airlines is partnering with Iceland Airlines. Will we be able to use Southwest points to book flights on Iceland Airlines flights?
Typically, that is what that means. So when anybody has a partnership, now we are talking about big partnerships here, like SkyMiles, which is Delta Airlines, frequent flyer program, and their Air France and KLM and Alitalia and all these other airlines that have come in together to make one big gigantic partnership. SkyMiles is Delta's program. American Advantage is another one. United has, you know, United Mileage Plus. So there's all kinds of those kind of programs. And Southwest was very reluctant to get into any kind of partnerships with anybody. They're an anomaly. They're not a normal major carrier. But typically when they go into a partnership like that, those are reciprocal miles. One can be used on the other. So that's what I'm understanding is going to happen.
All right, Dave, thanks for the text. Thanks for listening. 855-616-1620. If you text FWT to that number, you get a link for
Gene Miller's Odyssey to Highland Odyssey to Scotland. And that one's filling up fast, as many of the others are, as we've gotten past the holidays and people are like, okay, I probably got to get my 2025 travel under control.
Well, that one's fairly early in the year, like June, right?
That's in June. Yeah. So we're, you know, going to have to release space if we have any left. I feel like Monday and Tuesday are going to be very busy in our offices, as people are trying very hard to get those last minute things booked and take advantage of those great discounts.
All right. World of Weddings coming up next weekend. Fox World Travel, a big sponsor of that. More tickets to give away for that when we come back. But we are going to go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with David Ozzedy Scott. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Trying to think why Isaac played this, because of engagement. They're running off together.
They are.
It's a song about getting married.
Getting married. Oh, all right. Yeah. Wonderful World of Weddings then. I guess we should give away more tickets.
Let's do that.
He's prompting us.
Yeah, it's perfect. So 855-616-1620. We'll make it really easy on Isaac. How about the third caller?
Third caller.
You want a pair of tickets? They are easily accessible at the door, but why not get some free ones mailed to you this week?
There you go. 855-616-1620. A pair of tickets to the wonderful World of Weddings at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds next weekend. Also, the number to call or text if you have questions and want to talk travel, like this one here. We're doing a cruise ending in Rome next year in October, and I'm not sure how to go about traveling from the port to the airport. The cruise ship is not offering a shuttle to the airport. Can you give me some advice?
Yeah, first of all, naughty cruise line. They should be offering that.
Yeah, that's
for
weird
purchase.
That they're not,
yes.
Right?
So what this texter is referring to is when you sail to Rome, you are basically going to a port which is called Città Vecchia, and it's about 90 kilometers or miles from the city of Rome itself.
Okay.
So when you do excursions, they typically will take you in and out. But this is a situation where the texter is saying we're going to stop there, and then we want to continue on to Rome, and that's the end of their cruise. Couple things you can do. You can take a train. You can take a train. And because you're not meeting an excursion, or you're not in any great big hurry, that will probably be one of the most affordable ways to do it. Now, if you are less adventuresome and you'd really like this concept that there's actually a vehicle, like a van, waiting for you that you've already booked, there are a couple of ways that you can book shuttle services between the cruise port and Rome. One way to do that would be a company called Viator. I think I mentioned them in the first half hour. They're reliable. I've used them myself personally. Back in the day, I used them when I booked guests. So probably the best option would be to do that. But again, train or private shuttle, both work.
Okay. 855-616-1620. Is there anything of interest at a Mexican Caribbean all-inclusive resort if one doesn't want to just hang around the beach? Not really a spa fan either. Maybe local excursions or shopping. And are there certain locations that offer these alternatives more than others?
Okay, now here's my question on this text. Which is why I love it when people call, so I can ask, are they referring to the Mexican side, the Caribbean side of Mexico, or are we lumping this all together as a Mexican or a Caribbean all-inclusive? Because if it's Cancun/Riviera Maya, Dayton and I will just tell you right off the bat from experience, There's so much to do. You wouldn't have to hang out at the beach one single day if you didn't want to. You could go to Tulum. You could go to Chichen Itza. You could go to the cenotes. You could go to Eshkaret, which is a nature park where there's all kinds of things to do. You could go on a snorkeling adventure. You could go on a tequila tasting adventure.
My new favorite excursion, ATV tour. There you go. You get to see so much countryside.
There's a place called Maroma Beach, which is in the Riviera Maya, which is always in the top 10 beaches of Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure and all of those publications. And there is an area there that has two-man speedboats, jet skis, spinnaker, which is like parasailing, but you fly off of the spinnaker on a sailboat, snorkeling, and many more activities for you to, horseback riding, all of those kinds of things. So I really do feel like if it's the Riviera Maya, meaning the Caribbean side of Mexico, there's a ton to do. Now, if you're talking about Punta Cana and Jamaica, those would be other Caribbean destinations. Certainly, we could give you suggestions there, but I'm going to go with you're talking about the Caribbean side of Mexico.
David Nason from The Fix It Show chimed in. Send them where I went. All kinds of stuff to do in Puerto Vallarta, which is the other side of Mexico.
Exactly.
So, yeah, there's lots to do if you look for it off the
beach. And this is why you work with a travel professional, because you say, travel professional, I don't like hanging out at beaches. I like to be on the go. Let's talk destination first, because we got to start, narrowing the options down. So we start with Mexico and the Caribbean as a very big picture, and then we start asking the questions, and then we pick out that perfect destination, then we pick out that perfect resort, then we start talking about booking those excursions.
FoxWorldTravel.com, if you go to plan your trip and click on that little gold box in the bottom right-hand corner, that's where you fill in all that information. Here's my information. Here's where I'm thinking. As much detail as you can on timing-wise, where you want to go, when you want to go. Somebody will get back in touch with you and get that all hooked up for you.
So. Exactly. And again, reminding everybody, if you want more information on the Gene Miller trip, Fox World Travel, FWT to 855-616-1620. We'll send you the link to that. Or go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and you will see all of the opportunities like Turkey and Istanbul and the Outer Circle, or Egypt with Colleen next year, or Morocco with Rose next year, or Wonders of Costa Rica next year. So many, many things are happening next year. Many have discounts that expire on the 31st of December.
And a big congratulations going out to Matt from Milwaukee. He picked up two tickets to go to the Wisconsin. Wonderful World of Weddings next week at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. We have one more pair to give away yet this hour.
Exactly.
So stick around for that.
Yep, and I will be there. I will be there Saturday. Colleen, who fills in for me on the show and is also a Fox World Travel superstar, will be there on Sunday. So she and I are taking those shifts. We've got destination wedding people both days. So you want to do destinations. We understand people maybe are already got a lot of details planned for what we consider to be a traditional wedding here, and they're looking for honeymoon information. I will be doing a 20-minute seminar on honeymoon destinations at 11:30 on Saturday morning.
All right. We're going to take a break. More of your calls and texts next. 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton here with Rose Gray. Cloudy, breezy, a high of 52 today. It's 45 in Milwaukee. 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. We used a company called Rome Cabs from the port to the airport in Rome. Somebody was asking about that. How do you get from the port to the airport? Excellent service on both ends of our trip. So Rome Cabs is another.
And I actually Googled it. And it is RomeCabs.com, and it's Stefano's Rome Cabs, and it's a luxury day tour option, some shore excursion options, and transfers. Right. So that's another way to go. Again, it's just a matter of comfort. Are you an adventurer and you're willing to take the train, or would you really like somebody standing out there waiting for you? I'm kind of that girl.
Question for Rose. What are tipping protocols for all-inclusive resort outside of Cancun?
So I would lump all-inclusive resorts in this tipping protocol, which is counterintuitive or seems wrong, right? Because we in the United States tip after we receive good service.
Right.
Okay. At all-inclusives, keep in mind, these people are working probably 12-hour shifts. They are making very little money and they are relying on your tips. In order to make sure that you're going to have somebody waiting on you, at least for the entire day, and in some cases, the entire trip,
right.
Because I know some people go back to the same area at the same pool and get the same server every day. I am a very big advocate of tipping in advance. Here is an gives you an idea of what you may be receiving from me if you give me really good service. So I'm going to start out by giving you a $20 bill or a $10 bill. And if you keep giving me good service, yeah, a dollar here, a dollar there, that kind of a thing. But it is our responsibility as American tourists to elevate the life of anybody that's waiting on us.
Do you know that what TIP stands for?
What's that?
To ensure promptness. And tips used to be given
there
ahead of time to do it. So
how do you know
that,
these things?
I learned that this week. So that used to be the way we used to tip was, hey, here's some money. Make sure I'm getting good service.
Right.
And then it became, oh, people are giving our servers money. Let's include that as part of how they get paid.
Right.
So, but yes, tip well, tip generously if you can, because that's how they're making
their
money.
Right, and if you were asking me about another destination, Europe, for example, waiters are paid very well in Europe. It's a very, very good paying career in Europe. Many countries, not all countries. That was kind of a But so again, each one of these is going to be different. And many, many times when you are asking those kinds of questions, we've got a tip sheet. Oh, see how I worked that in there? That we can give you tips and tricks, and there will be some tipping advice on those guides as well.
855-616-1620. Another text says, going to Ireland in April, anything I need for phone or plugging in items, money exchanges, etc. Do they take cash or is there a charge for credit cards?
Okay, so the we'll go from the back end of that question to the front end. So the charge for credit cards is completely up to you. You make the determination by the credit card that you choose to use. When you get a credit card, is there an international fee attached to the credit card? Chase and Citibank have some very good, and Amex have some very good credit cards that you can choose from that do not incur international fees. And how do you see those international fees? What will happen is, if you don't know, you will see the charge, and then right below it on your bank statement, your credit card statement, you will see international exchange charge. And it's minute. But if you're buying a lot of things, it can actually add up.
Yeah.
So credit cards for Ireland are far and away your best option. Now, are you going to need some euros? Yes, absolutely, positively. You can exchange money there, but you always want to remember that if you get a whole bunch of currency and then you don't use it, you got to figure out a way to exchange it on the return. And that means you're either going to go to a currency exchange in the airport while you're scurrying to get to your flight, or you're going to try to come back home and find some place that'll buy that currency back. So never overextend when it comes to that kind of a thing. Phone and plugging, yes. Your phone should be fine as far as you plugging it in to the right kind of charger that has been put into the wall with the right kind of adapter. Okay. So we need electrical adapters for Europe. And when you go Google it or go into any store and tell them where you're going, they will give you the plug that is the right plug for Ireland. And so that is what you want to do. We still tell people all the time, I think curling irons are a little less prevalent than they used to be, but certainly in the 90s when I was taking out groups, people all needed their curling irons. And that is the appliance that seems to burn out the fastest because it has not been converted before they put it into the adapter. So there's that to contend with. Also, something that we want to mention to this particular traveler, hopefully you're working with a travel professional who has already explained this to you, but as of now, anybody going to the UK, including Northern Ireland, now this person did not specify,
right,
you know, what, but the ETA, which is the electronic travel authorization, is in play right now. So you want to get that going right now.
Okay, we do need to take our final break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts, and we'll give away one more pair of wonderful World of Wedding tickets. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, they upload it at foxworldtravel.com as well. I'm Dayton here with Rose. One final giveaway for the wonderful World of Weddings, 855-616-1620. Caller number?
Two
at 855-616-1620. Isaac will get your information and we'll get you those tickets via email. Let's wrap it up here with some more questions. With Tulum Airport now operating, have you heard anything about Apple Funjet planning nonstop flights to Tulum?
Well, I can only surmise that they're going to let this season play out. So it just opened up. Tulum Airport, for those of you who are in the know, it's way, way south in the Riviera Maya. And there's some lovely, lovely resorts there, but people were somewhat adverse to going to them because you're flying into the Cancun Airport and then you're 90 minutes to 2 hours on a shuttle to get down there. So they opened up a new airport. It's the Tulum Airport. And a couple of airlines, Delta Airlines, American Airlines, are flying from their hub cities, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, to that particular to airport. But we still here in the Midwest got to get there to make the connection. Sure. And so I'm guessing that our friends at ALG, Apple Leisure Group, are looking with interest at how this all plays out in the season of 2025 so that they can make the determination if they're going to offer some nonstops out of Milwaukee to Tulum. Maybe once a week they would try it, maybe twice a week they would try it, and then we'll see. So we'll put that in their ear if they haven't already thought of it, which I'm pretty sure they have.
And well, they know Wisconsin travels well,
yes,
right? We get a lot of nonstop flights out of here, even compared to Chicago. Like, we're right up there with them to a lot of different destinations. So
exactly,
that's good.
So fun fact that somebody texted in that Dayton almost fell off of his chair.
Yeah.
Mexico just increased their minimum wage to $17 per day.
Per day.
Per day.
That's crazy.
So tipping is a huge business for those working in the tourism industry.
Yeah, and you paused perfectly when you told me that. $17. I'm like, oh, per day. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That is crazy. Okay. So we're going to get our winner here for the wonderful World of Wedding tickets. What's going on there next weekend?
So it's a big deal. It's a big deal for people who just got engaged over Christmas. Who knows? You might even get engaged during New Year's. If I was going to be surprised, it would be New Year's Eve, right? And so we can help you with all things. You may be considering a destination wedding. That means, you know, take 50 of your close friends and family off and do a destination wedding. And we've got a department that handles only that. And we've got those representatives who will be at the wonderful World of Wedding at our wonderful booth that is just, when I walked into it last year, I couldn't believe how beautiful it was. And I'd been told it's going to be even more beautiful than last year. So I'm very excited about that. I will be there from 11 to 4 next week, Saturday. Colleen will be there on Sunday. I'm doing a seminar that's going to be talking about what the hottest honeymoon destinations are at 11:30 a.m. for those of you who are interested.
I was amazed when we were in Costa Rica in January, there was a wedding every single day on the beach. I knew they were popular. I didn't know it was that popular. So.
It's very popular because it's affordable. It's absolutely positively affordable. And so that's why people do it. And we also understand that after you have the conversation, sometimes people go, oh, but then my grandpa can't come because he's in a walker and I don't want to do that to him. And that's fine too. We can handle all of it. That's what we do.
Marianne from Waukesha won the tickets to Wonderful World of Weddings. So congratulations to Marianne, Matt, and Liz, all of our winners from today. So we have 2 minutes left, Rose. We know if we text FWT to 855-616-1620, we get the link to the Gene Miller trip.
Correct.
Which is going where?
It's going to Scotland. And it's just Scotland. And that actually is part of what's going on in the world of travel in 2025. We are seeing slower travel. We are seeing more determined travel. We are seeing more thoughtful travel. This isn't for everybody, but we're seeing people say, I don't want to do one of those trips where if it's Tuesday, this must be Belgium, because you're looking at your itinerary and you're going to seven countries and you're moving. Sometimes that is a way to do it. So I absolutely positively wanted to know that, you know, we're mindful and respectful of everybody's method of travel, and we want to help you have the best possible experience.
And I would say Gene Miller is a pretty nice guy. He is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Probably one of my most fun hosts to travel with. He makes sure he dines with everybody. He makes sure he's interactive with everybody. He is not, you know, hiding at all while he's on these trips. He is absolutely interacting, and so it's wonderful.
Yeah, when I first worked with him the first go around, when I was running KTI Country, he was in the building, and he. For a guy who had been on the radio that I listened to when I was a kid, was the nicest guy in the whole building. Like, just a genuine nice guy. Well, we wrap it up here. Tell people what Fox World Travel all does.
Exactly. So we can do not only vacation travel, which includes group travel and includes destination travel, but we can also do meetings and incentives. We can also do business travel. If this is the year that you're going to be looking at that you're going to talk to your supply vice president of solutions or whatever it is, or your purchasing agent or whoever, and say, you know what, we should really be looking at making a change. This is the time to do it. New year, new start. That's what we can do. So business travel, vacation travel, group travel, meetings and incentive travel. We've got you covered.
All right. Well, that does it for the Fox World Travel Show. Every Saturday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we talk travel, and we hope you join us next week. Have a happy new year, Rose Gray.
Happy new year, and go see that new baby.
I'm going to go see my granddaughter. We're on our way. We'll see you in a bit. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.